Dear friends, the Bible tells us that the universal flood almost ended all human life on earth. Only 8 souls were preserved to continue the human race. These were Noah and his wife, their 3 sons, and their wives. Rebellious humanity deserved final and total destruction. Yet, the Lord preserved a remnant for the continuation of the human race. This was what God intended by instructing Noah to build the ark. The beautiful sign of the rainbow given by the gracious Creator announced his intention to preserve mankind, his very special creature. This remarkable divine announcement pointed to a merciful new beginning for the sinful human race. Despite their rebellious nature, mankind remains the Creator's very special and dear creature. Friends, the Lord's intention for the human race has always been that of blessing and deliverance. We read in the 9th chapter of the book of Genesis, "And God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, 'Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth.'" It quickly became evident, however, dear friends, that the sinful nature humanity inherited from Adam, our first father, continued to control man's heart, mind, and will. Even in that context, we read the Lord's words in Genesis chapter 8. The Lord said, "I will never again curse the ground because of man, for the intention of man's heart is evil from his youth." Sadly, at the Tower of Babel, humanity was again on a course of self-destruction. This the Lord would not allow. His covenant promise, confirmed by the sign of the rainbow, bears witness to his faithfulness. We read in the 11th chapter of Genesis, "The Lord confused the language of all the earth, and from there the Lord dispersed them over the face of all the earth." So the human race, despite its sinfulness and rebellion, was again preserved and divinely allowed to spread as different tribes and racial groups with many languages. Friends, immediately after the record of the dispersion of humanity at the Tower of Babel, the 11th chapter of the book of Genesis provides a long list of names. The list focuses only on the descendants of Shem, Noah's oldest son. 10 generations are listed who lived over more than 350 years, leading us down to Terah, the father of 3 sons. Genesis 11 ends focusing on Abram, Terah's oldest son alone. From then on, the entire record of Old Testament history, beginning with Genesis chapter 12, concentrates on Abram's divine call and his descendants through his miracle son Isaac, and then his grandson Jacob, and Jacob's 12 sons on whom the Hebrew nation was established. Friends, the establishing of that nation promised to Abram, including conditional promises to bless and preserve it, had a single and abiding divine purpose. This was to bless all families of the earth. A single person, Abram the Hebrew, was chosen out of all the descendants of Noah and appointed for that purpose. Understanding the whole Bible, and not just the Old Testament, requires keeping this divine objective in mind. Abram was chosen and blessed to be God's means of blessing all humanity. The opening of Genesis 12 with the divine calling of Abram is the key to understand the focus and direction of all Holy Scriptures, and represents the biblical perspective on human history. Abram's calling was clearly stated. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. And I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed." Friends, when Abram was already 99 years old, his beloved wife, Sarai, was 90 years old, and they were still childless. We read in the 17th chapter of Genesis that the Lord changed their names from Abram and Sarai to Abraham and Sarah. The name Abram meant father of a single nation. Almighty God changed it to Abraham, meaning the father of a multitude of nations. The Lord made the change in the context of reassuring Abram of his promised blessing. We read, "Behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be the father of a multitude of nations. No longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham. For I have made you the father of a multitude of nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make you into nations, and kings shall come from you." Friends, the Lord continued to help Abraham further understand his divine promise of blessing. We read in the 22nd chapter of Genesis that the Lord said to him, "I will surely bless you. I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice." Friends, from the one single man, Abram, the father of a single people, whose name was changed to Abraham, the father of a multitude of peoples, 14 generations are named until King David. Also, 14 generations are listed from King David to the ending of the earthly kingdom in a 70-year exile. Another 14 generations are identified from their return from exile all the way to Joseph and Mary and the promised single offspring of blessing, Jesus, who came to fulfill the divine promise for blessing all families of the earth. Hallelujah.